With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Sandra.
My friend that I work with at the state attorney's office, Mary Glover, I had lunch with her on Friday, and she has to get back to Shands on December 3rd, so she's not doing real well. Continued prayers for work and the transition. Right now, there's still a lot of transition going on, going from one agency to the other. So there's a little bit of a power struggle between some of the upper management.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Thank God we got
a little bit of a power struggle going on there.
Little bit of, we're grateful for being able to know how to do things and how to get along with people. That's what it's all about, because we all have different thoughts and ideas and beliefs and you name it, we got it.
It's like I'm stuck in the middle of it though.
That's like that tapestry. Always fascinated tapestries. You know, you look at it, it is so beautiful. And then you go around and you look at it from behind and it's a mess. That's the way life is. You know, life is beautiful, but it's a mess. It's complicated, challenging. Travis.
Yes, it's Travis. Mercy for everybody. It's had been Thanksgiving and going home or going somewhere. I've got family on both sides traveling, so prayers for them.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, I remember Travis, who was injured in the football game yesterday. He wasn't the only one, of course. Quarterback is injured, and it brings to mind the fact that people get out for our entertainment every week to do things that are very injurious to them and to the future. For Travis especially, he had so much to look forward to, and this one injury could put a pretty big dent in what his future will look like. It'll be up to him and, as James said, and God to decide how he's going to end up.
You know, and his witness, his Christian witness, is so powerful too. I think it was last week that quarterback got hurt that played for
Miami.
Huh?
Miami.
Was it Miami? Yeah. And he went over and, you know, told the story about how much that kid meant to him, that they met someplace at a football school or something like that. And then here a week later, he needs some of that same love and encouragement, which obviously his teammates provided for him yesterday. I said, the game didn't start out so good. But, you know, North Alabama came to play, and they had a game plan, and they executed it right away. And kind of shocked some of the folks, I think, so. But, yes, ma'am.
Remember, Dave and I will be going to the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville for a second opinion on this November 30th.
November 30th,